And of course, this is related to the whole area of appreciation of the arts, why that's so crucial, both practicing an art and partaking of the arts, becoming a rasika, as they call it in Indian tradition, a taster of the arts, painting and drawing, life drawing and drawing still life. So I mean, you don't, it's not a question of being a good artist, but to draw means that you really have to look. You really have to look. I haven't done much of it myself, but what I noticed was that I don't look at things. I don't see things as they are in themselves. I'm just, drifting through, kind of bouncing off things, using things for my convenience. When I started to do a little bit of life drawing I've done, or a little bit of, drawing of a still life, even just a group of chairs, what I started to notice was the crust of ideas between me and the thing in itself, to use that sort of language. And the more I looked, the more I realised, or the more the thing seemed to change, kind of emerged more vivid and alive, and getting a sense of the flow between myself and what I was looking at. I think writing can do this as well. You know, writing about your experience. One of my main practices in a solitary retreat is writing and solitary walking. You know, just going off, walking, and my awareness gets more vivid, and I write about it. I try to say how that clump of violets actually looks. I try to describe what my experience of the wind on my face is, or touching that bark of a tree. I try to really see what the particular colours are, and try and find words to express that. Of course, this is where reading the great poets and the great writers can be so good, because it can help you look at the world differently. Or, great painters can do that, great sculptures, no doubt. You know, music too can, well, it does, kind of heighten our perception. So we need to refine our perception. We need to see the world less in terms of how you can use it, and more as it is. Developing appreciation. And in these experiences, you can notice a flow, much more of a flow in a relationship between subject and object, self and other. They're not as separated as you think. And you sort of start to feel that you, as it were, embrace the world, and the world embraces you, that the appreciative awareness is sort of, well, is it inside or is it outside? And this, of course, we've got a great practice for this, and this is the practice of mindfulness. You know, mindfulness isn't, forcing ourselves to think about what we're doing. It's bringing in mindedness, bringing in this warm awareness, pervading all of our experience in all aspects of life, whatever we're doing. And of course, we have a meditation practice to cultivate this, to develop this, the mindfulness of breathing. We're trying to cultivate a constant, broad, deep awareness and appreciativeness of everything around us and in us. This is a way to cleanse the doors of perception.